Hello, everyone. I hope you're all having a good week so far. It's probably been about a week since I last recorded a podcast, and this week has been all about the topic of delight, and delight in what that means with courage. This has all been spawned by the beautiful line, "We must risk delight." If you've ever heard that before, that's from a poem by Jack Gilbert, and I thought for today, since these are the words that have been swirling in my mind for so long, I want to do something as simple as read that poem. And so that's what I shall do this evening. A brief for the defense. Sorrow everywhere, slaughter everywhere. If babies are not starving someplace, they are starving someplace else, with flies in their nostrils. But we enjoy our loves because that's what God wants. Otherwise, the mornings before summer dawn would not be made so fine. The Bengal tiger would not be fashioned so miraculously well. The poor women at the fountain are laughing together between the suffering they have known and the awfulness in their future, smiling and laughing, while somebody in the village is very sick. There is laughter every day in the terrible streets of Calcutta, and the women laugh in the cages of Bombay. If we deny our happiness, resist satisfaction, we lessen the importance of their deprivation. We must risk delight. We can do without pleasure, but not delight, not enjoyment. We must have the stubbornness to accept our gladness in the ruthless furnace of this world. To make injustice the only measure of our attention is to praise the devil. If the locomotive of the Lord runs us down, we should give thanks to the end had magnitude. We must admit that there will be music despite everything. We stand at the prow again of a small ship, anchored late at night in the tiny port, looking over to the sleeping island, the waterfront, is three shuttered cafes and one naked light burning. To hear the faint sound of oars in the silence as a rowboat comes slowly out and then goes back is truly worth all the years of sorrow that are to come.